Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. To Liverpool now, and it is a make-or-break Labour Party conference for the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. He's under pressure from within his own party following a series of controversies involving welfare cuts, the resignation of his Deputy Prime Minister and his handling of the controversy surrounding the former UK Ambassador to Washington, Peter Mandelson, and his links to Jeffrey Epstein. So how much pressure is he under? Well, our London correspondent Tommy Mescal joins us now from Liverpool. And Tommy, there was an interview given by Andy Burnham. He's the mayor of Manchester and is seen as a threat to Keir Starmer. That's caused quite a stir. Tell us what he said and what all of this means now for Keir Starmer.
Yeah, Andy Burnham, Justin, he's done a number of interviews actually over the past few days in what has been seen by many here as a pretty brazen attempt by him to try and pitch himself as a future leader. He did an interview with the New Statesman magazine, which is a popular magazine among Labour supporters, where he effectively outlined his policy platform. It included a critique of the current government's economic policy, promises to spend more, and that basically he would take the party further to the left, which many Labour MPs would welcome. And then in a separate Telegraph interview, he also said that many Labour MPs had been in touch with him over the summer asking him to run for the leadership. Now, it's worth saying, Justin, that he's not an MP himself. He would have to win a by-election, one that would be also contested by Reform UK, and then he'd have to win a leadership contest. But it is causing unease in the party, and he's actually due to attend the conference later today when many people will be paying close attention to what he has to say.
Is there an acknowledgement there in Liverpool, Tommy, that the party leader is under pressure?
Definitely. We've been speaking to a good few MPs this morning. They all acknowledge us. You have a cohort of MPs who are frustrated with his leadership. They think he's just not connecting with voters, that the government hasn't been able to convey what it's all about. And they feel that Keir Starmer has shown some errors of judgment as well in recent months. You mentioned there the appointment of Peter Mandelson as ambassador. Keir Starmer has lost a few key personnel in his Downing Street operation as well. But there's also a cohort of MPs, Justin, who want the criticism to stop. They argue that Labour was elected on a mandate to put the country before the party. And one of those people is Pat McFadden. He's a member of the cabinet. And we spoke to him earlier today. I asked him about the mood of the party and also about Keir Starmer's leadership.
We've had some bad press coming into this conference. And I think there is a mood to have a bit of a fight back here, which I welcome. And that's the mood I'm sensing as the conference begins.
You guys were elected on a mandate to return to a government of service, you know, yeah. Country before party. Is this talk of leadership battles, is this a distraction from that?
Well, I was a campaign coordinator for the general election campaign last year, and Labour victories don't fall from the sky. They're a very, very hard won. And Keir Starmer is the leader who first changed the party and then won the election. So I hope that people respect the mandate he won. We won on a certain basis. We won on a certain manifesto. We won on a certain stance for the country. And that's what we've been implementing. And I think you'll hear him say that through the conference and in his speech, which comes in a couple of days' time.
That's Pat McFadden, the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions there, speaking to you, Tommy, in Liverpool. And Tommy, the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald is in Liverpool as well. She will speak to a fringe event at the conference today. What's she going to say?
Yeah, she's currently here actually in the exhibition hall, just a meeting with various people. And then at this evening's fringe event, she'll say a few things. She will strongly criticise the UK government's plans for mandatory ID cards. That's a policy that was announced this week. The British government hopes that it will help to reduce irregular migration. However, Mary Lou MacDonald will describe it as ludicrous. In fact, many parties in the North and indeed in Westminster are critical of this policy. But her key message today, Justin, will be on the need for the British and Irish governments to prepare for a border poll. Now, both governments have said it's not a priority for them, but Mary Lou MacDonald will be arguing that preparation needs to get underway and a timeline needs to be set out before 2030.
Tommy, thank you very much. That's Tommy Mescal, RTE's London correspondent, reporting from Liverpool. And more from Tommy on that conference on RTE online and on TV and radio across the day. Well, that is it from us for today. Thanks to our team on sound today was Kieran Dunn. our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of the programme, the editors, were Emma McNamara and Conor Barons. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.